This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Andrews Federal Credit Union's very own Eric Stegner talking about a new holiday package phishing scheme that can cost you big bucks. It's all about these fake delivery emails. They're basically phishing scams or schemes. And really be on the lookout for this. So Eric is here to tell us all about it and give us some tips to protect ourselves. So check it out. So we're talking about consumers beware. New holiday package phishing scheme can cost you big bucks is what was the press release that I got. And I totally see the logic behind this because we're ordering so much stuff on Amazon or any other. I mean, there's so many deliveries going on right now. It's crazy. So I get it. So, but before we get into some of the scams on this holiday season and how to protect yourself, how much fraud activity have you guys seen so far at Andrews Federal Credit Union so far? You know, is it more or less in the years, or what are you guys seeing right now?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a complicated stew right now. There's a lot going on. As you said, there's, the holiday season, we have, supply chain issues. Yeah. There's a lot going on with in people's lives. So we are seeing just the seasonal uptick, but also maybe a little bit more just in context of everything else that's going on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking that too, is like, because we all know that fraud was off the charts during the height of the pandemic, and it probably is still that way. And I would think the momentum of that would snowball into the holidays. And it's like, the good is getting good, for the fraudsters out there. So it's going to snowball right into the holidays. So yeah. Totally get that. So I want to talk about this new fake shipping notification that the Federal Communications Commission has alerted folks out there. You guys, I mean, again, the press release that you sent out, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no idea, but I totally see the logic behind it. So can you give us a quick overview of what's going on out there?
Yeah. So in a nutshell, this is actually kind of a phishing email that has been circulating. It's a tried and true phishing email, but context and timing is everything in phishing. Right now, it's the holiday season. Everyone's ordered everything from Amazon to, Best Buy, whatever it is. You're ordering stuff online. And then also, you're looking at the supply chain issues that people have been experiencing, where they, things are coming late, or they're available, or things aren't on the store shelf. So it's really the timing that makes it more difficult to spot than it has been. And essentially, what happens is the bad guys send you a phishing email or an email that purports to be from like FedEx or UPS or something like that, and says, hey, there's a delay in your package. It's not coming, or it's discontinued, or whatever it may be. And it generates that urgency of request. Yeah. And so then you're going to like, oh no, I got to click on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happens is you click on it. They ask for your username and password. And a lot of cases, people give it to them.
Sure.
And they're off and running.
Oh my gosh. I'm seeing now, that would be something that a lot of things I'm real kind of sketchy about, but that would be something that I might click on, for fear of it, not getting here on Christmas Day that day, or if there's a birthday, not getting there on that day or beforehand. So that would be something that I might be inclined to click on. So I can totally see that going off the charts as well.
Right. So yeah, it generates that urgency. Everyone wants to, worry about their package and click on it. And then, like I said, they get your username and password, and then, more bad things can happen.
Yeah, they take over your computer, and that's all she wrote. Hey, so what can consumers do to protect themselves? Obviously, your due diligence, your radar has to be on high all the time these days, especially during the holiday season. So what are some of your suggestions to protect folks out there in this instance?
Right. Yeah. The easiest thing to do is when you get an email like that from an Amazon package or a UPS or whatever it may be, go directly to that website.
Yeah.
Even click on the link within it. Just go directly to the website and look at your order. That way you've completely avoided any possibility of clicking on anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other thing is, of course, take your time when you're reviewing these, but we're all busy, so that doesn't always happen. The other thing might be is to, verify You know, if sometimes these phishing emails or other items come in the form of a text or a phone call. And same thing applies. Just go directly to the source, ask them, call the financial institution or the retailer back. And you know, just kind of be vigilant because these things will come out and they will keep sending them out.
Oh, heck yeah. And it's odd to say, but I'm more leery of a text that I don't recognize other than an email. I mean, I'm not clicking on emails and things like that because I know better, because I've talked to enough experts like you to like, okay, now I get it. But the text stuff, I'm very leery. If I don't recognize anything on that, I am like, delete, you know. So I'm sorry to all those people out there who've texted me some, you know, validated things out there, but if I don't recognize it, I'm not gonna click on it.
Right. And I figure if it's really important, they'll call back or they'll text and I'll you know, find out a different way.
Yeah, no doubt. So what are some other things? Can you share some tips to help consumers and consumers out there, especially during this holiday season, even credit unions too, you know, if they, you know, can spot some red flags and, you know, again, to protect their accounts. This is some vital stuff here.
Yeah. One of the things that I would say is that you almost have to kind of plan for failure. That's a way to put it. People will click on these things and you're just not paying attention. You'll click on it. So you say, okay, I'm not going to reuse my passwords for different sites and services. You know, especially let's say your email accounts and your online banking, don't reuse those with other sites.
Okay.
One-time onlys. The other thing that they might want to do is enable their multi-factor authentication. You know, because really the bad guys want to get into your email or they want to get on your online banking.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that multi-factor authentication is enabled. All email services have that.
Yep.
And your banking service probably has that as well. Yep. The other thing that you might would be a good thing to do is when you see those security updates for your phones, do it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it adds new sites and or new features to the phone or the operating system, but like 95% of that is all security fixes.
Yep.
That prevent the bad guys from exploiting your phone. So those are some of the tips I'd say.
Okay.
He said, plan for failure.
And stay on top of those, stay on top of those updates for sure. Yeah. Cause I mean, I you know, my wife and I go back and forth and you know, I'll see her on her phone that the little thing will pop up and go, hey, you know, time to update, you know, and I'm like, why haven't you updated that? And she's like, well, I just haven't had time. I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much garbage going on out there. There's so much security and fraud. You got to do that right away. And so she's like, oh, okay. Sorry. So yeah. So, and I'm the same way. I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot to update and I feel really bad. And so,
yeah.
So I gotta, yeah, you gotta stay on top of that stuff, especially this time of the year. Cause it's just so prevalent. So it's running rampant, as they say. Gosh. So yeah. So anything else to add, Eric, on this? I mean, this is really important information for folks out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, take your time. Avoid that no moment. You know, you'd want that 5 seconds back where you've provided your password and your username to somebody. So I really think it's just, you know, most of us look at our emails while we're on our phone, while we're multitasking, while we got our kids doing this and that.
Yep.
You know, just take your time and, you know, like I said, go to that site directly. That's probably the best way to avoid these type of scams.
Yeah, no doubt, especially this time of the year for sure. And to be a credit union and have this type of information and supply that to your members is doubly good because it's, you know, that just adds value to the credit union as well, right? So when you're providing this type of information to your members, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Right. You know, because some of the stuff is, you know, you just don't think about it. We're busy in our normal lives and we're, you know, we're just trying to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, with the, you know, as at the credit union, we try to make sure our members understand all this. We make sure our employees understand all this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we don't want to disclose any information that we shouldn't or give out passwords, you know, but it is a hard landscape to navigate, especially with where we are right now.
Indeed, sir. All right. Well, anything else, Eric? This is, I mean, great stuff again, as usual. And just, I'm of the thought that you can never have too much of this information. So thank you for providing this today. And,
sure.
And do you see anything, coming up in the new year that we could kind of, wrap up with anything new? We should be, anything new on the horizon that we should be on?
Right. So everything's kind of seasonal or cyclical. You know, get ready for the tax return phishing email.
Oh, that's right.
the next, you know, the next few months. You know, look for anything that's current, you know, natural disasters, you know, those type of things. Mm-hmm. Bad guys don't play fair, and they use every tactic in the book to get you to click on something. So just be aware of that.
Okay. Good stuff. All right, Eric. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Sounds like you have a lot on your plate protecting us. So thank you so much for the work that you do and the folks at Andrews Federal Credit Union. Appreciate the time and happy holidays. And again, do your due diligence with these emails. All right. Go to the website and check it out for sure. If you're when in doubt, go to the website. Check it out there.
All right, Eric. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. This is good stuff.